Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And welcome, everybody, to the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm Rob Weaver, along with Dave Kalk, for tonight's basketball game between the Fort Recovery Indians and the tough Minster Wildcats, and they are tough, Dave.
Oh, absolutely. They're 7-0 and for a reason. So Indians got a big battle tonight, and I don't want to get down early. I want to hang with them and have a chance at the end.
Here we go. Congratulations to the Jay County Lady Patriots winning their sectional game tonight over Yorktown, 65-55. And Justin is wrapping up that broadcast on our other stations at 100.9. And we're here at Fort Recovery for Minster and Fort Recovery. And Minster gets the ball to start the game. And the big negative tonight is that Owen Judy is sitting over there with his crutches.
Yeah, that young man got hurt in the Cinewall game and right at the tail end. And just kind of hurts our team, but you know, hopefully we pull together and make a run at these boys. I think we have a chance. We definitely have the shooters, and we just got to play good defense and hopefully get some shots to fall. Rob, that's going to be the big thing tonight.
Shot is missed by Johnny Nixon. Fort Recovery with the rebound. Here's Cale Rammel back outside to Clay Smith. He hits. Clay Smith drills it to give the Indians a lead at 2-0. How about that, huh?
That's what we need. There's a turnover right there. Oh, my goodness, what a shot by Regan.
Regan Martin, it would not have counted. He was fouled before the shot, so it'll be out of bounds to the Indians. They're going to call that foul on Brady Holscher. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Count Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City in Bern, Indiana. Here's Clay Smith going to the hole, and he missed it. Rebound comes down to the Minster Wildcats to Justin Nixon. Left side it goes, down low, back outside, down along the baseline. There's Nixon up and in. Justin Nixon scoring for the first basket of the game for Minster, and we're tied at 2-2.
Yeah, he's a big, strong kid at 6'5" there. He's a senior, and he's been doing damage for quite a couple years here for the Wildcats.
Cale Rammel on the left side it goes. Derek Judy, he'll drive to the baseline, pass in the corner to Cale Rammel. Yes, he gets it. Cale Rammel on a three. And the Indians now lead 5-2 here in the early going over the Minster Wildcats. Inside, they pass it out to the right wing. With the ball there was Eric Schmidt. Left side the ball now, back out front with the ball there is Brian Falk. He passes off on the right wing to Nixon. He fires and hits. Justin Nixon on a three-pointer, and that ties the game at 5-5. Again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy, proudly celebrating their 40th anniversary. Calp Pharmacy, I saw you wrote a nice little letter to them.
I did.
Down there on their shelf at the pharmacy about proclamation about their 40th anniversary.
Oh, absolutely. That was this summer, yeah.
And here's the ball stolen by Minster. Wildcats with it. Down they come. Shot from the left side is no good. Rebound Brian Benn. As missing that three-point shot was Brady Holscher. Cale Rammel right side to Clay Smith. Clay will bomb it and no good. Three-pointer missed. Rebound comes to Justin Nixon. Right side it goes on the wing. There's Brady Holscher. He'll pass back out top. Over on the left side now. Here's a drive underneath. Pass off and good. Nice teamwork. And Johnny Nixon gets a basket, making it 7-5. Minster with their first lead of the game. Into Brian Benn. He puts it up and in. Brian Benn right over the top of Justin Nixon. That's a way to muscle in there.
Absolutely. He used his body, got in position, and you weren't going to stop it.
We're here on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW. Shot from the left side's up and no good by Brady Holscher. Rebound comes to Derek Judy. Derek comes down on the left side to Regan Martin. Martin lost the ball. Picked back up by Derek Judy. And there's a scramble for it now. Who's going to get it? Jump ball is going to be called. We'll be back here tomorrow night playing Ridgemont. And we do remind you that the junior varsity game is only two quarters tomorrow evening because Bridgemont doesn't have enough players. So it will be an early varsity start, I'm guessing 6:45 maybe,
yeah,
somewhere in there.
Yeah, 6:45, probably wrong.
Derek Judy, right side. Goes to the hole, passes out to Regan Martin. It's tipped out of bounds by the Minster Wildcats. Getting his hand on the ball there was Eric Schmidt. Minster's got a nice year going this year, that's for sure. Outside it goes. They're undefeated in the MAC Conference.
Undefeated and looking, I think, for their second MAC championship in basketball. Their last one, I think, was in 75.
Wow. Out front, Cale Rammel. I wouldn't mind a little spoiler job here by the Indians.
That would certainly make this league a little bit more interesting, wouldn't it?
Dylan Evers on the left to Regan Martin. Here's Cale Rammel, top of the key. He'll drive, and it's over to Dylan Evers who scores. Give Cale Rammel the assist. Dylan Evers the basket.
Beautiful pass right there from Mr. Rammel.
Yeah, Indians lead 9-7 now here in the game. Inside, there's a shot up, and Johnny Nixon missed it. Rebounds comes down to Dylan Evers. Down to Clay Smits. Right side, pops a 15-footer, won't go. Rebound comes down to Minster. There's a foul on Dylan Evers. He says, "I'm sorry, Mr. Official. I didn't really mean to do that."
He might have got a little acting job there by the Nixon boy, but he kind of clobbered him a little bit.
What's their overall record there? I think it's on your sheet there on the top. Maybe
14-8 last year.
Oh, that's okay. Maybe you don't have it.
Yeah, I don't think I have it.
Okay. Josh Nixon with the basketball, stolen away by Dylan Evers. He gives it over to Cale Rammel. Oh, it's Justin Nixon, I should have said. Cale Rammel has the basketball. Over to Derek Judy. 2 minutes, 53 seconds to go on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Judy goes to the hole, feeds off to Dylan Evers. He scores. Give Derek Judy the basket. And Dylan Evers, Derek Judy the assist. Dylan Evers got the basket. It's 11-7. I think that was Evers who scored there.
It was. It was Dylan. And I'm just watching Coach McClure go over here. He's not happy right now with his defense of his Wildcats. And, the Indians are coming out here and maybe a little chip on their shoulder, They got one of their guards hurt and just coming out, going to play strong. And hopefully we can play 32 minutes and have a chance.
Yeah, we hope so. See, Ben Kramer's here officiating the game tonight. We send out our sympathy to Ben. His mom, Jenny Kramer, passed away this week.
Yeah, that's glad to see him here tonight and probably get his mind off of that a little bit.
Yeah, he's been an excellent official. He's done a lot of our games over the years.
Big game, Benny.
Again, Ben, we're sorry about the loss of your mom.
Absolutely. Condolences.
Minster with the basketball. Down they come. With it there is Eric Schmidt. He'll pass inside. Here's a drive to the hole. It's good by Justin Nixon.
7 points for that young man already, and he averages 15.2 a game, Rob.
So Justin Nixon makes it 11-9. Minster back to within two. Indians still in the lead. Here's Gavin Toby. Oh, he feeds off to Dylan Evers underneath. Dylan almost lost it. Back out to Regan. Regan Martin feeds to Dylan Evers. Out to Cale Rammel. Out to Derek Judy with the basketball. All right side to Gavin Toby. Dribble, stops. Feeds back out to Dylan Evers. Three-pointer. Yes! Dylan Evers jams a three home, and the Indians lead 14-9 here in the first quarter.
Great first quarter by Dylan Evers, huh? 7 points.
Boy, we have hung tough with these MAC teams, I'll tell you. Left side it goes. With the ball going in is, once again, Justin Nixon missed that one right in front of the basket. Indians with the rebound. Here's Gavin Toby.
Get in there.
He got it. Gavin Toby makes it 16-9. Indians by 7. Left side it goes in the corner. Shots fired up. It's no good. Rebound's knocked around.
Oh, they got a good break.
Justin Nixon will feed off, and it's up and in to the Wildcats. Josh Niekamp. He gets his first basket of the evening. Give Justin Nixon the assist. Derek Judy will bring it up, being closely guarded by Josh Niekamp. Here's a pass to Gavin Toby. Indians lead 16-11 on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Here's a shot up, and good by Derek Toby. He was falling to the ground and shot it up and
hit. I don't know how Derek got that back in that basketball rim, but
let's hope somebody got that on video. And there's somebody scoring. Let's see. That was...
We'll pop it up there on the board for us.
Oh, it's Justin Nixon. Now we're on pay-per-view. Sorry about that, folks. Didn't get you on sooner. Derek Judy with the basketball. Right side. Works his way to the left. I'm Rob Weaver along with Dave Kalp. Here's Judy firing another circus shot. He almost got that one to fall, and it rolled out of there. Again, he fell down shooting. Right side, there's a gun from the corner. It's no good. Rebound comes to Dylan Evers, and the first quarter comes to a close. What a quarter it was.
Good quarter for the Indians.
18-13, Fort Recovery leads by five. How about that? We'll be back in a moment.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget their location here in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the week until 7 Monday through Thursday, until 6 on Friday nights. Cal Pharmacy. We'll be back.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for $0 down March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so please call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, I've got the records right here. It's Minster with an overall record of 14-4, and they're 7-0 in the MAC.
Yep.
Fort Recovery is at 9-8 and 4-2 in the MAC.
That's correct.
Outside, almost stolen by Gavin Toby. What hustle. Way to go, Gavin. Didn't get it, but he knocked the ball out of bounds.
He popped it away and worked his butt off to get it, but...
Yeah, that's quite something there. Way to go, Gavin Toby. He is Mr. Hustle.
Oh, he
all
is.
The time. 18-13, Fort Recovery, leading by five here in the second quarter. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Again, thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Right side it goes with the basketball there for the Minster Wildcats is Adam Kettner in the game for the first time here this evening. Wildcats working around the perimeter here. Now they go in to Justin Nixon. He dribbles the ball, double team, somehow got in there anyway, and he's going to be fouled on the play. They're going to call the foul on Clay Smith.
Yep.
How did he weasel his way in there anyway?
Well, I thought he was going to throw out like everybody else, and he just kind of ducked under, and not sure anybody really found him. But
yeah, he actually went between two of our players, Clay Smits and Brian Benn. I mean, that's saying something if you go between those two guys.
He just kind of ducked underneath his arms.
Free throw is up, and it is no good. If you missed the Jay County Yorktown girls sectional championship, it wasn't a sectional championship, but a semifinal sectional game. Jay County won 65-55 over Yorktown tonight. Justin Nixon hits the second one. Actually hit both of them, giving him 9 points on the night.
No, he missed the first one.
Oh, missed the first one.
Yeah, he's got nine. He's got 10 points, yep.
So here's Cale Rammel, right side to Ben. He'll put it up and miss it. Rebound comes to Gavin Toby. Back outside to Derek Toby.
That's a big boy rebound right there, Rob.
That is. Fort Recovery with the lead here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. 18-14. Derek Toby dribbles to the top of the key in the lane. Stops. Feeds to Brian Ben underneath, and he couldn't hang on to the ball. Lost it, and it goes out of bounds.
Second turnover of the night here for the Indians. It's a pretty hard pass to control from 3 feet.
That is. Hot potato. Mister with the ball. They trail by four, 18-14. Right side it goes to the Wildcats. Adam Kettner outside. Three-point shot's no good. Rebound comes to Cale Rammel. Nice rebound by Cale on the missed shot there by Brian Falk. Here's Clay Smits, top of the key to Cale Rammel. Right side it goes to Derek Judy. I am so thrilled to see Clay Smits doing so well with that shoulder injury.
I agree. I was hoping to get him back by tournament time, and now we're getting a little rust off of him before tournament time. He's wearing a brace, you can see, but, I hope he doesn't injure it again.
Well, and we didn't think he was maybe play again.
I know.
Indians working the ball around the perimeter. Derek Judy with it. Indians lead 18-14. Haven't scored yet in this second quarter. Right
Cale
side
wants
to Cale Rammel.
I knew it.
Three-pointers, no good. Fouls on Gavin Toby.
Yep,
going
up
over the top of Minster's Brian Falk. Michael McClurg is the head coach of the Minster Wildcats. And, of course, Jim Melton, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Again, welcome to the broadcast on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW. Glad to have you listening in. Lindsey Green's our studio producer back at the radio station in Portland. And we have Owen Mormon and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. 18-14, Minster with the ball. Indians knocked it out of bounds, so Minster will have it underneath their own hoop here on the baseline. Back outside to Justin Nixon. Looks for a teammate. Now he will pass over here to Eric Schmidt. Eric Schmidt dribbles at the center circle, works his way to the left. Bounce pass goes on the wing. There's a three-point shot. It's no good by Brian Falk. Rebound Indians. Cale Rammel to Derek Judy. Judy across the timeline. Out front with it. Feeds off to Cale Rammel. Cale in the corner. Dylan Evers. Yes.
Boom.
Dylan Evers.
Give him 10.
He is on fire. 10 points for Dylan Evers. Two threes and two twos tonight. That's almost a season high for him.
I'd say it's getting close.
Justin Nixon outside. He misses
get a rebound.
Three. Rebound Dylan Evers. Clay Smits feeds it over to Derek Judy. Here comes Fort Recovery. Don't forget, for the New Holland Tractors, you'll find them at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery. Here's Regan.
Come
Martin.
On, Regan. Hello.
Yes, indeedy. Regan Martin drills a three, and that makes it 24-14. Indians by 10.
That gets the old purple and white on their feet.
Minster calls time. We'll be right back.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Great game going on here. There were some people that thought this might not be this good of a game. Can
well, you,
you
know what? Them guys coming in here 7-0 and on a roll, and you know, we've been beat twice in the MAC, both by 1 point. So we're not afraid of anybody.
Nope, that's the case. And dealing with injuries all year, inside it's up and good by Minster. Nice move there by the Wildcats, Brian Falk. Get his first basket of the game. 24-16. Lead is back to 8. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Derek Judy will drive down, lays it up. It's blocked, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to be given to the
Indians. I think it's to the Indians,
yes. Derek Judy will toss it in. Derek was out for several games with a concussion. Clay Smith's missed a lot of games with his shoulder injury. Now Owen Judy is out. Regan Martin down, up and in and out. No good. Rebound comes to Minster. Right side it goes. There's a three-point shot. Yes. Scoring for the Wildcats there was Brady Holscher. His first basket of the evening. He makes it 24-19. 3:25 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Derek Judy with the ball back outside. Dylan Evers around the horn. Right side to Regan Martin.
Come on, boys, you've got to move.
Outside to Clay Smiths. Left it goes to Derek Judy, who dribbles to the lane. Feeds off to Evers. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Minster. Getting the board there for the Wildcats was Eric Schmidt. He'll come down, and now there's a pass underneath. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Indians.
Hey, we had the right guy shooting that one. Dylan's hot. Get it to him.
He is hot, that's for sure. I got no qualms with him shooting the ball. Here comes the inbounds pass for Minster. Back outside it goes. With the ball, there's Brian Falk. He'll fire it up and miss. Rebound, Minster, back up and good. Getting the rebound basket for the Wildcats was Johnny Nixon.
I think it was Justin, wasn't it? Wasn't it 42?
No, it was Johnny.
Was it?
Yep. It gives him four on the night now. Derek Judy, right side, outside to K.O. Ramble. Clay Smith with it. Timeout, Indians. Indians call timeout. Coach Jim Melton was pleading for a timeout.
Yeah. I have to admit, I didn't see him over there. I was watching down here, and he's mad at the officials for not getting a timeout.
We'll be back in a minute. 2:28 to go in the first half. Fort Recovery leads 24-21.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Wee woo, wee woo.
Do you know why I pulled you over, sir?
No, officer, I'm not aware.
You're speeding in a school zone.
Sorry, officer, I was trying to hurry up and get to Cooper's to dump my load of corn.
That is no reason to be speeding.
Markets are really nice prices right now. I'm making a profit this year.
Oh my, I didn't realize markets were that high. I'll let you off with a warning this time, but maybe I should give you an escort to Cooper Farms just to be safe.
Folks, let Cooper Farms help you with your corn marketing needs. Please give us a call at 1-800-637-7161.
Action back in. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Left side to Clay Smiths. Out to Regan Martin. There's Derek Judy. 2:13 remaining in the first half. Indians on top by three, 24-21. As the Wildcats have rolled off 7 points
in
a row.
We need to put a halt to that.
Outside, Clay Smiths on a three. Does not go down in and out. Down in and out for Clay Smiths. Minster with the rebound. Down they come. Cross-court pass over to Nixon, and he tried to pass inside, stolen by Cale Rammel. Cale anticipated the pass and ripped it off. Here's Derek Judy with the basketball. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Here's Clay Smiths inside. He missed
don't
it.
Don't hurt that shoulder.
And Minster comes away with the basketball. Down they come and good. Scoring on the play for the Wildcats there.
There's Smith, maybe.
Brady Holscher. Here's a shot up and no good by Regan Martin. Air ball. And it's a one-point game now as Minster has rolled off 9 points in a row after trailing by 10. It was 24-14 at one time. Now it's 24-23. Minster with the ball. Right side corner shot. It's up and no good. Short. Rebound comes down to Dylan Evers. Again, Indians playing without Owen Judy, out with an ankle injury. We understand a high ankle sprain. Left side, Derek Judy on the wing to Clay Smiths. Back out to Regan Martin.
Looks like we're going to try to take one shot here, Rob, and cling to a one-point lead, if not more.
39 seconds. Yeah, that kind of looks like what the plan is.
Hang on to the ball here, boys. Don't turn it over and give them a chance.
Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kalp, our K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. New Holland Tractors, Kloss Farm Equipment, all available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Down to 18 seconds left. Right side it goes to Dylan Evers. Dylan will dribble the ball, comes in, stops, feeds back out to Kale Rammel, to Dylan Evers, back to Kale. Kale will fire a three.
Boom!
Right at the gun. Kale Rammel.
Huge shot right there by Kale.
Hits a three right at the horn, and the Indians lead by four at halftime, 27-23, the halftime score. Indians on top. How about that?
We'll take her, bud.
27-23, Fort Recovery by four at the half. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. Built tough with poultry growers in mind and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Dave Kalp and I will be back with the halftime for you coming up right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver, Dave Kalp back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse as we're 27-23 at the half. Fort Recovery leads by four thanks to a Kale Rammel three-pointer right at the gun.
That was a big shot. Everybody wanted Dylan to take that shot there with about 4 seconds to go, and he flipped it back to Kale, and Kale had to take kind of a off-balance wild shot, but it went in. So Dylan knew what he was doing, and he's leading the Indians tonight, Rob, with 10 points. And Kale Rammel with six on 2 3-pointers. For the Wildcats, it's been the Justin Nixon show. He's got 10 for them, and he's a big kid, big force on the inside. Rebounding-wise, I've got that even here at 8 apiece. Turnover-wise, Mister's got 4, and the Indians taking care of the ball. I only got him for 2 tonight, and we're going to have to continue to do that in the second half to hang on to this baby.
That's great. Fantastic. Only 2 turnovers so far here.
I got some other scores here from around the league. Coldwater Cavaliers up over the Parkway Panthers, 32-27 here at halftime. Redskins up over the New Knoxville Rangers, 25-19 in a close game. And then we don't have the updated score here on the Marion Local Flyers, but they were up by 2 over the New Bremen Cardinals, 15-13 at the end of the first quarter. So, boy, I hope the Indians can hang in there. You know, I said we didn't want to get down early. We had a great first quarter. And, they chipped away like they should. You know, they're the undefeated team in the MAC. They're battling back, and we just got to hang in there. You know, we got a 4-point advantage. Let's keep her going.
Hey, had a chance to talk with Jim Melton prior to the game tonight, and here's that conversation.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we have Jim Melton with us, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And, Jim, this is not your year. It seems like one injury after another. And last week, Owen Judy got hurt in the Mississinewa Valley game, and he's out for a while.
Yeah, we've been bit by the injury bug a little bit this year, but, you know, it's the next man up mantra, and, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, we'll find a way.
And Clay Smits, he seems to be getting more and more confidence after coming back from his shoulder injury.
Yeah, he's starting to feel comfortable with that shoulder and the brace, and, you know, he's getting more acclimated with, you know, the speed and getting back into full time. You know, and Derek, we were without Derek a little bit there with the concussions for 3 or 4 games there. And you know, it's just, daggone it, we had a couple weeks there where we were just getting ready to get everybody back, and then, you know, this happens. But hopefully we can get Owen back, you know, here maybe by the end of the season or into the tournament and try to get healthy for a run.
Yeah, we certainly hope so. And with Clay Smits, of course, the first time after he tried to come back, he hurt it right away. And I was really concerned that, boy, is this kid going to play at all this year?
Yeah, and we just decided to take a, you know, a little bit safer approach and give him more time. You know, I know Clay was eager to get back in that, you know, Marion game. We held him back another week, and we were just being extra precautious. And even in practice, we just put him in segments and pulled him out, just trying to protect him. And he's starting to feel pretty good about it. He's feeling good, and you know, we needed his leadership back. He's our captain, and you know, we're real happy with having him back where he's at.
Well, here we are on another Friday night, another night in the MAC conference, another toughie. The Minster Wildcats coming to town. So tell us your thoughts on Minster.
Well, you know, it's they are who they are. They're undefeated in the conference for a reason. Coach McClurg does a nice job over there. You know, they have the Nixon brothers. They're, you know, and Justin Nixon obviously is probably a candidate for player of the year in the conference. You know, they got a couple shooters in Holscher and Falk and Kettner coming off the bench, you know, and Eric Smith's been running the point now for him for a while. And so, you know, they got 7 seniors over there, and you know, it's going to be a tremendous challenge tonight.
Would you say at this point in the year, are these guys the team to beat?
I think so in our conference. You know, I think that's a no-brainer. They are the team to beat, and, you know, our guys are looking forward to the challenge.
Things that have to go right for you tonight in order to stay in this game.
Well, we have to limit, you know, Justin Nixon's presence inside, and, you know, we've got to own the glass. And we've talked about it. It's hard to work on, you know, a lot of block out and toughness drills. You know, when we've been banged up like we have. So I've had to be very selective in our preparation this week, as far in terms of, you know, rebounding drills and things of that nature. But, you know, and we want to execute our game plan. If we execute our game plan, I like our chances.
Once again, Jim Melton, as we had a chance to talk with him prior to the game tonight. Fort Recovery leading here at halftime, 27-23. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, getting set for the second half of play in the junior varsity game. Unfortunately, Dave, we got whopped in that one. 48-29, Minster winning that game. They were in control pretty much all the way, leading 31-10 at the half. Indians were led by Troy Homan with 7. Rex Leverett had 6 on 2 threes early in the game. 5 points for Ross Pearson, 4 for Caleb Evers, 3 for Reese Guggenbiller, and 2 points for Landon Post and Alex Dews. Again, Indians lose to Minster 48-29. Minster, by the way, was led by Devin Webker. He had 16 points, including a total of 5 three-pointers in that game.
Could not stop that young man. He was hard to control for our JVs. He was bigger and stronger, and Caleb had his hands full, and we just couldn't stop him.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians in tonight's game from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Again, he is accepting new patients. Now the teams come onto the court. We're ready to go here for the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. The farmer's friends are at Cooper Farms. Indians led 24-14 at one time. We now lead 27-23. Indians with the ball, and we throw it away. Oh, got it back. Cale Rammel retrieved it.
Yeah, went right off his face and went right off the chest of the other boy from Minster.
Clay Smits to Rammel inside the bend. He didn't get the ball to go down. Doggone it.
Had a great inbounder, in-feed bounce pass to him, and he couldn't finish it.
Minster with the basketball. Here's a three. It's no good. Rebound Cale Rammel on the missed shot there by Brian Falk. Here's a shot from the left side.
Smitty.
It's good by Clay Smits. Clay Smits cans a two-pointer. And gives him a total of 4 on the evening. Minster with the basketball. Out front with it there is Eric Schmidt. He'll pass over on the right wing. Over to Brady Holscher. Back out top it goes. Back on the right wing again to Schmidt. Eric Schmidt with it to Justin Nixon. He gets it back again, goes to the hole, lost it out of bounds, and they say it's last touch by Fort Recovery. Justin Nixon, 6'5", a senior. Again, Coach Melton considers him to maybe be the player of the year in the MAC. Here's a three-point shot up and good from the top of the key by Brian Falk. Gives him 5 on the night. Makes it 29-26. Indian lead down to 3 points. Minster had it down to 1 at one time, 24-23. Clay Smits in the lane, no good. Rebound Clay, and a foul is going to be called on Nixon. That's going to be Josh Nixon, or I should say Johnny Nixon, on Johnny Nixon of Minster.
Boy, those two kids look a lot alike.
Clay Smits at the free throw line. It's up and no good.
It's our first 2 free throws of the night.
Clay will shoot again. You are correct. And that one's no good either. Rebound comes to Minster. Here come the Wildcats with the basketball. Up the court is Eric Schmidt. He'll pass it off over on the right wing to Falk. Back out top. Back on the left to Eric Schmidt. He goes to Justin Nixon. Nixon dribbles in the lane. Up, no good. Rebound, Johnny Nixon, no good. Rebound, Brian Benn of Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians with the ball. We dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, they had 2 easy looks at it and missed them both. So,
Cooper
lucky
Farm
break for the Indians.
Yeah, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out all the job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team for the Cooper Farms job openings. Clay Smits on a 3. It doesn't go. A little off to the left. Rebound comes to Minster to Brady Holscher. Right side in the corner.
Wide
goes.
Open underneath there.
Brady Holscher inside.
Completely lost that
good.
Young man.
Brady Holscher got loose inside and from the back of the defense lays it in to make it 29-28. Indians on top by only 1. Left side it goes. Here's Regan Martin. Goes to the hole and scores. Nice move by Regan Martin.
That is his move right there, Rob. He's done that more than once this year.
5 points for him tonight. Outside to Justin Nixon. Drives to the hole and puts it in. Over the top of Brian Benn.
That was too easy.
Nixon scoring, giving him 12 points on the night now. Inside to Brian Benn. He'll go on Justin. Puts it up and
in. Look at that move.
Reverse layup
up
for
and
Brian
under.
Benn. Brian Benn makes it a 33-30 game.
All.
Indians on top by three. Missed shot by Minster. Here is K.O. Rammel. He'll come down. Stops, looks for a teammate. Goes back outside to Clay Smits. I tell you, Clay's been mixing it up pretty good in there. I feel pretty good about his shoulder.
He definitely got some confidence in it because I thought he might have got hurt when he got knocked down over here on the floor.
Derek Judy on the left side. He'll feed off to Regan Martin in the lane and tried to feed to Brian Benn, and it went out of bounds out of the Indians' hands.
Turnover number three on the night here for the Indians.
Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, your third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Minster with the basketball. Eric Schmidt feeds down to Justin Nixon. Justin goes underneath to his brother, Johnny Nixon, who scores. Johnny Nixon with 6 points tonight. And that makes it 33-32. The Indian lead is shriveled to one. And timeout, Coach Melton.
Coach going to change up his defense, I think. He's a little frustrated with them easy buckets, and we might try something else, Rob.
Timeout, Indians. We'll be back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery leading 33-32.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Wee-woo, wee-woo.
Do you know why I pulled you over, sir?
No, officer, I'm not aware.
You're speeding in a school zone.
Sorry, officer, I was trying to hurry up and get to Cooper's to dump my load of corn.
That is no reason to be speeding.
Markets are really nice prices right now. I'm making a profit this year.
Oh my, I didn't realize markets were that high. I'll let you off with a warning this time, but maybe I should give you an escort to Cooper Farms just to be safe.
Folks, let Cooper Farms help you with your corn marketing needs. Please give us a call at 1-800-637-7161.
Indians have the balls. We resume action here. Clay over on the left side to Gavin Tobey, who's in the game now. Here is K.O. Rammel. Pops the shot. Got it. Nice move by K.O. Rammel. About a 10-footer. And makes it 35-32. Indians on top by three. Johnny Nixon goes to the hole and misses. Rebound comes down. Out of bounds. Nope. Justin Nixon saves it. Down in the corner. He'll pass to Johnny Nixon. Johnny in the lane. Back outside it goes. Hosher with it. Passing on the right side to Falk. Now there goes to Justin Nixon, to Johnny Nixon, and Johnny lays it in. 8 points for Johnny Nixon. The Nixon boys have 20 of their team's 34 points.
Yes, they do.
K.O. Rammel with the ball now. Indians only on top by one, 35-34. Left side to K.O. Rammel. To Regan Martin on the left wing. Underneath to Derek Judy, he scores.
Good feed by Regan.
Derek Judy with 4 points tonight. It's 37-34. Minster with the ball and trailing by three. Justin Nixon in the lane. Over goes to Holscher. He scores. Brady Holscher with his ninth point of the evening. That makes it 37-36. They just keep countering each other here.
Yeah,
Dave.
Absolutely. They are. They switched up their offense, and they're running some really nice plays, getting some easy looks.
Wide open is Derek Judy. He can't get the three to go down. And the ball is stolen away by Regan Martin, who scores. Regan Martin knocked the ball away and scores to give the Indians a three-point lead, 39-36. Outside Johnny Nixon to Holscher. He'll fire a three and misses. Rebound, Derek Judy. Down he comes, firing to Gavin Tobey. Left corner to Regan Martin. He'll dribble in, back outside. Dylan Evers! Oh, doesn't go on a three-point shot. Rebound, Minster. Down come the Wildcats. Left side, Falk firing and hitting. Three-point basket for Brian Falk. That's 8 points for him tonight. Look at that balance they have. Unbelievable.
Yeah, 8, 9, 12.
Left side, Gavin Tobey with the basketball. That tied the game at 39-39. Fort Recovery with the ball here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Left side to Gavin Tobey. He dribbles, passes back out to K.O. Rammel at the center circle. Right side to Regan Martin. Down to a minute to go in the third quarter. Indians might be playing for the last shot here.
I don't know if we are or not, but it looks like it right now, Rob.
Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Left side to Gavin Toby. Back outside it goes. For your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms at 1-800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161 for Cooper Farms to sell your corn. And the Indians throw it away.
I don't know. I think they're going to. Yeah, they are.
Intended for Derek Judy to cut to the basket, trying to catch Minster asleep. And instead, we throw the ball away. Gavin Toby will come out of the game. And Clay Smits comes back in. Indians have Derek Toby. Try it again. Derek Judy, Brian Benn, K.O. Rammel, Clay Smits, and Regan Martin in the game right now. Minster with the ball. Now they're going to play for the last shot. Tie score 39. No, they don't. Justin Nixon inside. He missed it. Rebound Nixon. He missed it again. Rebound Cale Rammel. We got
great
time, guys.
By Cale
6 seconds. Down it goes to Clay Smits. He'll stop and pop and miss. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter of play. We are tied up at 39-39. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and my good friend Todd Holman just corrected me. He said that the Mrs. Kramer who passed away had a son named Ben, but it wasn't this Ben Kramer.
Oh, is that right?
So good news for this Ben Kramer.
Bad news for the other one.
Bad news for the other one, so we'll correct ourselves on that. And Minster will have the ball to start the fourth quarter.
Interesting stat here through three quarters. 5 total fouls so far in this game. Classic MAC game, get in there and bang them up. So Indians coming out in the zone, 3-2 zone, Rob.
Minster with the ball, tie game, 39-39, fourth quarter. Would be a huge win for Fort Recovery if we can pull this baby off tonight. We've had enough heartbreaking close losses this year. It's time for us to win tonight.
I agree. We deserve one.
Falk on the outside it goes. There's Justin Nixon at the free throw line. Looking, dribbling, back outside it goes. And there is Adam Kettner now. Left side to Eric Schmidt, to Kettner.
Well, this zone certainly has them screwed up, Rob, no doubt.
It does, indeed. Zone causing Minster to try to figure out what the heck to do. Eric Schmidt with the ball. Right side it goes. With it there is Brian Falk. Now to Eric Schmidt on the left. Right side it goes. To Adam Kettner, back out to Falk. They just can't find anybody open.
We got them 35 feet away from the bucket, and they're not sure how to penetrate this.
No, they're having problems. I think if I was coach, I'd call a timeout as far as a Minster coach goes. If I was Coach McClure, here's a shot from the left side. Good. Falk scoring on a three.
Give him 11 for the night.
3 threes on the night for him. Makes it 42-39. Minster grabs a rare lead for them tonight. Regan Martin on the left. Derek Judy feeds to Brian Benn, threw it away. The pass was too far. He was expecting Brian to break to the hole, and he didn't do it. And Brian couldn't catch up with the pass.
Turnover number five here for the Indians. Still a low number, but we can't afford to lose any more possessions.
Eric Schmidt will bring the ball up for the Minster Wildcats. There's Brady Holscher out to Justin Nixon, to Johnny Nixon, out to Holscher. There is Falk. He will pass off underneath to Johnny Nixon, who scores. And right now, Minster's got it going, and Johnny Nixon has 10 points.
They absolutely do. And
44-39. Outside, Dylan Evers on the left to K.O. Rammel. Rammel dribbling the ball to Clay Smith. Smith's right side to Derek Judy. Back out top to Dylan Evers on the left to Regan Martin. Martin looking for a teammate. Goes to Clay Smith. Right side to K.O. Rammel. Out top it goes to Dylan Evers. Left side, there's Derek Judy. Feeds off to Rammel. He misses and he's fouled. He'll be at the line with two shots. Who are they going to call that foul on, Dave?
I think it was actually on Justin. Yep, 42. No, they called it on Brian Falk.
Yeah, Brian Falk, his first personal foul. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery basketball tonight. We'll be back here tomorrow night to bring you the Ridgemont game with Fort Recovery. That should start around 6:45 tomorrow evening. Oh, they're both no good. We cannot afford that.
No, 0 for 4 at the free throw line tonight.
Two misses by Clay Smits, two misses by K.O. Rammel. That's all we've had. Holscher feeds right side. Three-point shot is blocked by Regan Martin.
And how about that defense right there by Regan? That was awesome.
Eric Schmidt tried a three from the right wing, and Regan Martin reached in there and blocked the shot. Derek Judy on the left side to Regan Martin. There's K.O. Rammel on the wing. Back out it goes to Dylan Evers. Right side now to Clay Smits. Smits passes to Regan Martin. Timeout, Indians. 44-39 the score. Fort Recovery calling timeout. We'll be back in a moment. Minster in the lead by 5 with 4:34 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up to $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery band over there, rocking and socking. They do a nice job.
Yeah, they've been getting better every year.
Mr. Reed Knuth, the band director. K.O. Rammel with the basketball across the timeline. He'll pass to Clay Smith. Indians have the ball, trailing by 5, 44-39. We desperately need a basket here of some kind.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. We need a bucket on
something.
This possession.
2, 3, whatever, anything.
Yeah, we got to get off the 39 here.
Left side to Derek Judy. Down to 4:10 to go in the game. Indians setting up a play. Regan Martin looking for Dylan Evers. Here's K.O. Rammel out top. Fires a three. It's short, no good, won't go. Rebound Minster. Well, hey, you know we're handling our own fate here if we can't hit those shots.
Yep, we've got to make them.
I mean, that was a good shot for K.O., one he normally have a good shot at making.
He got a good look at it. Absolutely, we'll take that.
Brady Holscher over to Eric Schmidt. Minster with the ball. Out front to Falk. On the right side it goes to Johnny Nixon. Johnny will pass out here to Eric Schmidt. Wasn't there another Nixon, too, kids that graduated a couple of years ago or so.
Absolutely. Who we got here? We got Justin and Johnny. Yeah.
Johnny with the ball. And we have a foul called.
Josh Nixon.
Foul's going to be called on. It's going to be on Clay Smits.
Yep, Clay Smits.
Gavin Toby comes in for Fort Recovery, by the way. Not a 1-1 yet. Minster with the basketball. They lead by 5, 44-39. That was only the first foul.
That's what I said. We only had 5 total fouls combined, both teams, at the end of 3 quarters.
First foul on the Indians this half. 3 minutes to go in the game. Outside to Justin Nixon. He'll pop the shot and hit. And the Minster Wildcats are pulling away here, leading by 7 now, 46-39.
Get the ball in, girls. Yeah, we wasted about 5 or 6 seconds. Ball just rolling around down there at the end of the floor.
Well, out top to Clay Schmitz. Derek Judy with the basketball. He'll spin, fire, hits. All righty. Derek Judy,
that.
Nice basket. That makes the score now 46-41. Right side with the ball is Brian Falk. Johnny Nixon over to Eric Schmidt, guarded by Regan Martin, the two number twos on each other. Johnny Nixon out front. He'll drive in the lane. Now feed his brother on the left. Justin comes in, and it's loose and picked up by Gavin Toby. Turnover, Minster. Here is Clay Smits. He'll score.
All right.
Clay Smits with 6 points now, and that makes the score 46-43. It's a 3-point game, and there's a foul on Regan Martin. They say he fouled Eric Schmidt.
And
Regan,
that's okay. That's
Regan
okay.
Thought he might have had a clean hit there on the ball, but Brian Benn comes out. Regan Martin comes out. Boy, Regan's just been hustling.
He's
signed in off.
Yeah. He's been a spark plug along with Gavin, we have to play tight defense. We're down to 1:40, and we only have 2 team fouls. We got to get very aggressive, very, very aggressive.
Because we're not going to get the ball by fouling.
No.
Oh, my goodness, they call a foul on Clay Smits. What a tough break as he knocked the ball away from behind.
Yeah,
tough call on Clay.
It was a tough call because he was heading down the other end, and he was going to get an easy layup on that and make it a 1-point game, and they called the foul on him.
46-43, Indians down by 3, Minster with the ball. 1:30 to go in this game. Hang in there. Great finish coming up, we hope. Eric Schmidt with the basketball out front. He'll dribble, passes off on the left side to Brady Holscher. Back out top to Eric Schmidt. Minster kind of working the clock here.
Absolutely. There's a Gavin steal.
Steal by Gavin Toby. He lays
it
up.
And he dunked it. He just dunked that ball.
Not only did he steal it, he dunks the ball.
Oh, my goodness.
A dunkaroo by Gavin Toby. And timeout, Minster. That brought Fort Recovery back to within 1 point, 46-45. Minster by 1 on a dunk by Gavin Toby.
How about that steal and dunk by Gavin Toby right there? We've watched him all year, how fast he could get up and jump, and I've wanted to do an alley-oop play to him all year. He had to do it on his own. Thank goodness.
Wow, what a steal and what a dunk by Gavin Toby. We'll be back 46-45, Minster by 1 with 1 minute to go in this game.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and also help answer any questions you may have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Gavin Toby, 6'3". That was a pretty good leap there, Dave.
Oh, that young man can absolutely get up. And We've talked about it several times, Harold and I, after the games, man. Let's set a play up for that young man to get in there for an alley-oop. And he just did it himself. I didn't think he would do it in a close game like this. But
I know. It worried me. I thought, oh, don't miss it.
Hats off to him, buddy. He put it down. Now we got to play strong defense. Somehow get a turnover.
1-point game here. Indians down by one, 46-45, a minute to go. Minster with the ball. And they're in trouble. They get it into Justin Nixon.
That was close.
Justin, top of the key. He'll hand off to Eric Schmidt. Schmidt out front. Indians playing very aggressive defense, as they should.
We have to, yes.
Outside to Falk, and he's going to be fouled by K.O. Rammel. No problem. Actually, we need to give some fouls.
Yeah, we've only got four here. We got to give up three more here in 47 seconds, so we got to play very aggressive. Here comes Smitty back in.
Clay Smith's back in the lineup. And doggone it, we've had only four free throws tonight, and we haven't hit any of them, and we're only down by one measly point.
Don't talk about it. Gets me all fired up.
Oh, another close MAC game. How can this keep going on like this? Oh, I thought he almost went over and back.
Very close.
Now there's a foul on Clay, or on Cale Rammel.
On Cale again.
Yep, Cale Rammel. 46-45, down to 43 seconds to go in this game. Rob Weaver and Dave Kalp here for a great MAC game between Fort Recovery and Minster tonight. Johnny Nixon tosses it in to Justin Nixon. He lost the ball. It's knocked out of his hands, and they say Fort Recovery touched it last.
Great try by Regan. Tried to flip it back in there, and he just stepped on the out-of-bounds line.
Minster will toss it in. Eric Schmidt will put it in play here for the Wildcats. The Minster Wildcats leading the conference with a 7-0 record. Outside it goes to Brady Holscher, right side. There is Justin Nixon. He is fouled by Derek Judy. And that's 16 fouls now, so the next one would be 1-1. So that helps us a little bit. Gets a little more strategy involved.
Yeah, next foul they go to the line here.
Johnny Nixon will toss it in.
How about just a steal?
And Eric Schmidt gets it, and there's a foul on Clay Smith.
That's going to be four on Smitty.
Clay Smith picks up personal foul number four. He wasn't trying to foul there.
No, I think right there he was just going after the ball, and they know what we're doing. We got to get them to the line. We need the ball back.
So can Minster hit the free throws? Here's Eric Schmidt putting it up, and good. He got the first one. They've only had...
They're two for three.
Yep, three free throws tonight. That's his first point of the game, by the way. He'll have one more, and it is good again. Two big free throws by Eric Schmidt of Minster. Lead is now three, 48-45. A three would tie it. We'll take a two, though, if we can get it real quick here. 26 seconds to go. Derek Judy with the basketball. Here is Gavin Toby out to K.O. Rammel. Here's Derek Judy. Judy and Clay Smith. His shot is blocked. Got it back. Fires a three.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
No good. Rebound Minster. And a foul's called on Fort Recovery. Oh, doggone it. That didn't work out too good.
Smitty thought we were running out of time, and gosh dang it.
6 seconds to go in the game, and it's a Minster three-point lead, and going to the line is going to be Brady Holscher, or is that Schmidt?
It's Holscher.
Brady Holscher, if he hits these two,
If he hits one, we're in trouble.
It's 1-1. Free throws up, and it's no good. Rebound
Indians.
Come on, guys, you got a chance. Down comes, and Fort Recovery calls timeout. And Regan Martin almost threw it in from half court. 4.6 seconds to go. Fort Recovery down by three with the ball.
Wow.
48-45. Stay tuned. Great finish coming up.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver back here with Dave Kapp. What a great game this has been.
This has been a barn burner, hasn't it? We had a great first quarter. They've been chipping away at it. They tied it up at the end of three, and now we got the ball with a chance to tie this baby up.
Fort Recovery down by three with the ball. 4.6 seconds to go. We'll have it at half court. Indians set up their half court play. They want a 3-point shot. Dylan Evers is in there. Will he get it back for the three?
It very well could go right back to that young man. And if we gave a game ball out at halftime, he'd have got it.
Indians put the play in motion, and there is a foul called on Minster. Out of bounds. That was fouled. A foul called on Brian Falk as he ran into a screen set by Regan Martin. No time went off the clock because the pass didn't come in yet.
Never got the pass in.
Dylan Evers will toss it in. 4.6 seconds to go. Indians down by three. Here comes the pass. Same play, I think. And it's knocked away by Johnny Nixon. And a jump ball is called. Who gets it? Fort Recovery, but only 1.6 seconds to go.
Wow, how about that? He jumped up, timed that. Perfect.
And timeout Indians. 1.6 seconds to go. It's going to be hard to get a shot off here. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
What a game, folks. 1.6 seconds to go. Indians have the ball, but only that 1.6 left, and we need a three-point basket, 48-45.
We need to set a couple very good screens, somehow get a young man open. I don't care who it is.
Well, the Indians have their play design. They know what they're going to do. Somebody's going to get the pass in. They're going to turn and throw it up there. Is it going to go in? That's the question. Dylan Evers will toss it in. Goes to Derek Judy, and the three-point shot from the corner is no good, and that's the game as Minster has won 48-45.
Wow.
Over the Fort Recovery Indians.
They also clinched a share of the MAC tonight, Rob, so congratulations. Hats off to the Mr. Wildcats. Great season, 8-0 now in the MAC. And we gave them everything they wanted right down to the last second.
Boy, we did indeed. The final score, Minster 48, Fort Recovery 45. Fort Recovery is going to be the team that nobody's going to want to play in tournament.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Heartbreaking losses for the Indians this year. Three super close losses in the MAC conference. We'll be back to wrap it up in a moment.
Wee woo, wee woo.
Do you know why I pulled you over, sir?
No, officer, I'm not aware.
You're speeding in a school zone.
Sorry, officer, I was trying to hurry up and get to Cooper's to dump my load of corn.
That is no reason to be speeding.
Markets are really nice prices right now. I'm making a profit this year.
Oh my, I didn't realize markets were that high. I'll let you off with a warning this time, but maybe I should give you an escort to Cooper Farms just to be safe.
Folks, let Cooper Farms help you with your corn marketing needs. Please give us a call at 1-800-637-7161.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the PACASAC Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, let's go over to our expert statistician, Dave Kaup, who has the...
Yeah, I don't know so much about the expert part, but I do have a few stats made up over here. I tell you what, rebounding-wise, like Coach said in the pregame, you know, we want to win the boards, and it was very tight. I do have Minster on top by a couple, unofficially. Like we talked earlier in the game, they had a very even scoreboard up there. They were led by... Justin Nixon with 14. I think he had 10 at half. So we did a nice job on him in the second half. Johnny Nixon had 10. Brady Holscher had 9. And the kid that come back and actually got us in the second half was Brian Falk, I think. Rob, I think he had, he might have had 9 points maybe in the second half.
I think he only had 2 at halftime.
2 at halftime, yeah, that's what I was thinking too. So he had a nice second half for the Wildcats to lead him to that victory. You know, we lose this ball game 48-43. We've now lost all three of our MAC games by a combined 5 points. And like you said, we're going to be a team to reckon with, especially at a 500. We're going to be right around that 500 mark, you know, maybe one or two over. And for the Indians tonight, what an off-the-bench game for Dylan Evers. You know,
wow.
He came in there and he put in 10 points. I think he had them all in the first half.
Yep.
Cale Rammel came up with 8. We had even scoring, too. Regan Martin with 7. Derek Judy and Clay Schmitz with 6. Gavin and Benny with 4. We had some pretty even scoring, too. And obviously we missed Owen in there with his speed and maybe a couple jump shots. But I tell you what, you take one of your leading scorers out and you give this ball club all they wanted. Hats off to our Indians, too.
Right. Again, Owen Judy suffered an ankle injury in the Valley game last Saturday. And what a game to get an injury in.
I tell you, right at the tail end, it was one of those freaky things. And, like you said, hopefully we get him back towards the tail end of the season, maybe into the tournament, and we can make a little bit of a run. You know, I'm looking at my stats. We only won one quarter tonight, and that was the first quarter. We were ahead 18-13. In the second quarter, we got outscored by 1. We clung to that 4-point lead on Cale Rammel's last-second shot before half. We were up 27-23. And then in the third quarter, they beat us by 4. Came back, tied that baby up at 39s, and then they outscored us 9-6 in the frenzy fourth quarter. And you know, we had to work like the Dickens to get them on the free throw line. And who came in? Eric Schmidt came in and made 2 in a row and kind of put the lights out here on the Indians. So
yeah, he hadn't scored all night long, and he got 2 big free throws for Minster right there at the end.
They finished 3 for 4. We're 0 for 4. You know, we get beat by 3. And if you don't have to shoot a 3 at the end, that changes the complexity of the game too. So we have to work on those free. Last Saturday night, let's see, last Saturday night, I think we shot 20. No, that was at Fort Laramie. We shot 25 free throws.
Wow.
And tonight we shoot 4. So, and it was a very physical game. Not many fouls called, obviously. But unfortunately for the Indians, we come up on the short end of the stick again. We lose by 3. And, you know, I don't know what Ridgemont's bringing tomorrow night. I have really no clue about their ball club.
I think they're 10-6. They're pretty decent.
Is that right?
Got 10-6? A couple of good kids.
So you know what? We have to come back, figure out a way to rebound. We're 9-9 now, is that right?
9-9, yes.
We're 9-9 and 4-3 in the MAC. These guys moved to 15-5, 8-0 in the MAC, and we just got to come out and find a way to win tomorrow night, and you know, move on.
Once again, tomorrow you mentioned Ridgemont. We do remind you, listeners, that there's only going to be two games. Try that again. 2 quarters in the JV game. Starting at 6. So the varsity game probably will start around 6:45. So don't be late tomorrow night. You'll miss it if you're coming. If you can't be here, we'll have it on the radio for you on 100.9 tomorrow evening, Fort Recovery and Ridgemont. Again, starting around 6:45. You going to be here with me?
I plan on being here, Rob.
And in the JV game, it was Fort Recovery losing to Menster tonight and actually just got walloped 48-29. Fort Recovery was led by Troy Homan with 7, 6 for Rex Leverett, 5 for Ross Pearson, 4 points for Caleb Evers. Reese Guggenwiller had 3, 2 apiece for Landon Post and Alex Dews. And for Menster, they were led by Devin Webker, who had 16 points, 5 threes in the game for him, 8 points for Mitchell Bornhorst. Nathan Bear had 7, and Austin Wellman with 7, and Zach Fortman had 8. So even their B team had a lot of balanced scoring tonight.
They did, and we talked before the game how balanced Menster was and how loaded they were going down through their younger grades, and they just got it going on right now. Their girls program is awesome, and their boys program winning the MAC. So, ride that mountaintop, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. We will remind you also that the girls have Tri-Village, a very tough opponent coming in tomorrow here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse.
I think I read their rank like 9th in the state. So the girls coming off a pretty good whooping there over at Menster last night. So they're going to be hungry and try to get out and hopefully get back on the winning side of things.
Yeah, we hope that's going to be the case. The team just released from the locker room, so we'll wait here just a little bit to see if Coach comes out.
See if he comes out, yeah.
And, again, congratulations to the Jay County girls team. They defeated Yorktown tonight 65-55 in the sectional semifinals at Newcastle. So Jay County moves on to play Hamilton Heights tomorrow evening for the sectional championship at 7:30 at Newcastle. You can hear that game at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. Again, we'll be here at Fort Recovery on the 100.9 side with Ridgemont tomorrow evening. And then all day tomorrow, we'll be at the Jay County High School Wrestling Regional starting at 8:30 in the morning. And we'll have coverage of that until they wrap it up around 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. And the Jay County boys are on the road tomorrow. They play during the day because the girls are playing at night. Jay County boys are playing up at Woodland. The freshmen start at noon, the JV about 1:15, and the varsity will be around 2:30, 2:45 or so tomorrow afternoon. You can hear that game. The varsity game will be on all three stations tomorrow afternoon for Jay County boys and Woodland boys in a conference game there. So we just have wall-to-wall sports.
A lot of action going on that time of the year.
It is indeed. Well, I don't see Coach coming out, so I guess we're going to sign off here.
Very good.
David, unless you want to stall some more.
No, I think he actually might have one or two more guys in there, but I can't tell for sure. And there was a couple more just came out. Benny just come out. But who knows what he's talking to. He might be talking to the reporter. I'm not sure. But, look forward to tomorrow night. Get back on the winning side of things. And Sunday we got the Super Bowl, buddy.
Yeah, Super Bowl, and you can hear that on the radio, by the way, if you're driving away from the TV set. Well, I will have that on the radio on Sunday for you as well.
Well, I have DirecTV, and they took CBS off the air this week for some kind of contract issue, blah, blah, blah.
Is that where the Super Bowl is going to be?
Absolutely. So,
oh, my.
So at this point right now, the Cal Fireman has no TV to watch for the Super Bowl unless we can come up with some different plans. But we'll find a TV somewhere, my friend.
That's terrible. That is absolutely terrible. Sorry about that. Well, you can listen to PG-14.
I may end up doing that because, but it's going to be a great game. And my Packers didn't quite beat the Patriots, but the Tampa Bay boys. I thought maybe we could do it, but Tom Brady, man, he's a champ.
He is. I hate to say it.
I know.
Because I don't really like him very well. But he is something else.
Yeah, he's probably the best I've ever watched, that's for sure. And we've seen some good quarterbacks over the years. And he just somehow seems to end up in that game every year.
He is good. Well, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and sign off.
It.
Congratulations to the Indians on a great effort tonight. They do lose to Menster, though, by a final score of 48-45. Good evening, everybody.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.